A lot of folks don't know that student veterans have been organizing since World War II, after the original GI Bill in 1944. But sustaining these organizations has never persisted. There's never been a national association that has been able to coalesce the energy of all of these different disaggregated groups across the country. That is, until now. So what we need to do is make sure that we sustain them for the long run for the next generation of veterans that will inevitably walk through the halls of America's colleges and universities.
Why is it essential to have this association? Is it purely to have peers who know what you've gone through? Or is it also to have an organization to help with the red tape and paperwork that comes along with something new like post-9/11 GI Bill?
Both and much more. Not only do they provide that peer-to-peer support, missing sense of camaraderie, but also navigating the bureaucracy that exists on a college campus, but also the bureaucracy of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Student veterans that are currently enrolled can help future student veterans because they've already navigated it. But beyond that, the student veteran groups, or SVA chapters, they're advocacy organizations. They advocate on their campus community for reformed policies, new initiatives and programs, but they also advocate in their community as well.
What's your assessment of USF at this point?
I've had a chance to tour the facilities and the Veterans Center that they have and meet the staff that's dedicated to supporting student veterans, including the director. I'm very proud to see that the university and the university leadership is looking to support veterans. It appears that it's a part of their long-term strategy. I will always defer to the chapter leaders and ask them, as student veterans on this campus, how well they're being served, and that's the ultimate measure of success.
What is your priority in Congress? How do you get your message of student veterans through to maybe get legislation passed?
It's incredibly difficult. Last year, 112th Congress, and now moving to this year in the 113th. It's a polarizing Congress we're working with. These issues make it difficult to push legislation through and our priorities as it relates to veterans, and specifically veterans in higher education. Right now, we're working on in-state tuition, something that plagues Florida student veterans that are out-of-state students. It's an issue we're working on actually with the American Legion and VFW closely on a state-by-state initiative to see if we can get those things passed at the state level. But also nationally, we're working with it. And recently, a bill was dropped by Chairman Miller of the House Veterans Affairs Committee and a congressman from Florida. And we have seen a bill that was introduced, a companion bill, on the Senate side from Senator Boozman. So that's absolutely critical. We'd like to see if we can get some bipartisan support on that, which we do have bipartisan support, but we want it to be overarching and through both chambers and get that pushed through.
Finally, what do you think is the biggest misconception that civilians might have about student veterans?
I think it's the mental health issue that PTSD and TBI applies to all veterans, and it does not. It's a minority of the veteran population as a whole, although it's important that we address it. Everybody's going to transition differently. It's different when you come back from serving in the military and one or more combat deployments. Of course, those folks are going to all go through their own unique transition. But the thing is there's an incredible stigma associated with these mental health issues that people face. The one thing I always try to emphasize is that these folks can be incredibly successful. I have met folks with TBI, post-traumatic stress, or post-traumatic stress disorder that are student veterans. And they can succeed with the best of them.
That's Michael Daktuk, Executive Director of the Student Veterans of America. He recently visited the USF Tampa campus. I'm Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.